These are a whole range of different things: appointments, surgical procedures, and you know what it is all about is the lack of beds, lack of doctors, nurses in our health service. So whenever you have a crisis of the emergency department, the first thing you do is cancel procedures and appointments. It causes great inconvenience and indeed ongoing pain and discomfort for those who are waiting for these procedures and appointments.
And is any of those questions able to be attributed to cancellations being in the patient's best interest, as Children's Health Ireland had come out with similarly last week?
Well, I mean, we've seen very profound interventions by parents of children with cancer who have robustly challenged that and have made it clear that they had cancellations, and they'd spoken to some of those parents where, you know, clearly it was about a lack of beds. And, you know, that was an interesting intervention. We think government put pressure on the Children's Hospital Ireland to make that statement. But the parents of children with cancer have spoken out and refuted it. And what's clearly happening is our health system is systematically underfunded. Last year, we challenged government that they were underfunding it by 1 billion euro. They've introduced a recruitment embargo, so we can't hire the necessary doctors and nurses in our hospitals, and most worryingly at Letterkenny Hospital. So we're clear that, you know, the only solution here now at this point, after 13 years of Fine Gael, is a change of government and a total change of approach.